Great Australian Drinking Stories, written by Jim Haynes and read by Lucy Bell, John Deerham, Jim Haynes, and the Sandman.
Somebody had to put the 100th bottle into his hand. Obviously, he couldn't see it, or anything else for that matter, but somehow his hand found his gyrating head and he got the bottle to his lips. Down went the beer, slowly, terribly slowly. But down it went, all of it. 100! It was a mighty animal scream. The empty bottle crashed to the floor. Ivan had drunk 100 stubbies in just under an hour. Three or four men tried to stop Ivan spinning, and there was a general hubbub as bets were settled and fresh drinks ordered. Then Ivan brought instant silence with a vast bellow.
Vodka!
The word, as much as the level of Ivan's thunderous voice, brought the silence. He turned to the bar and thumped it.
Vodka!
Dazed, the barman poured him a nip of vodka. Ivan brushed the glass off the bar with a sweep of his hand that demolished half a dozen other drinkers' glasses as well.
The bottle!
He roared. There was silence. Then, timidly, terrified in the presence of mystical greatness, the barman put a bottle of vodka on the counter. It was open, but Ivan broke its neck on the bar in a ritual gesture. Apparently he could see again, although his eyes were still just blank white. He raised the vodka bottle until the jagged neck was a handspan from his mouth, then poured a gush of the clear spirit down his throat. Half the bottle gone, he slapped it down on the counter. It rolled on its side and the vodka slopped onto the floor. Nobody noticed. Arms by his side, eyes pure white, body rigid, Ivan made for the door of the bar. A quick passage cleared for him and he went through in a stumbling rush like a train through a forest. He crashed into the swinging door, the bright flash of late sunlight illuminating his huge frame, and plunged headfirst out into the street, hitting the dust with a thud that seemed to shake the building. Just once his head moved, and then he was a motionless heap of sweat-sodden humanity in the dust.
"We'd better get a truck to take the poor bastard home," said somebody. "Yeah,"
and two of the drinkers, kindly men, wandered off to organise the truck.
"He's forgotten his money," said someone else.
"I'll keep it for him," said the barman. "He'll be back in the morning. Probably have a head."